There are two types of Hegdish. There's Kiddush HaZdamim. Kiddush HaZdamim means that the value of this belongs to Hegdish. There are different halachis, but generally speaking, with Kiddush HaZdamim, you can redeem it. You can take money, have the Kiddusha go off the item onto the money. The item becomes chulin. And with the money, you buy something else for Hegdish. Then there's a higher level of Kiddusha. It's called Kiddushas HaGuf. This itself is ready to be a carbon on the Mizbeach that you can't redeem. The carbon mincha that the Saita brings is first Kiddushas Damim, but once it goes into the Kli Shares, it becomes Kiddushas HaGuf. So now, Zok the Mishnah. Once again, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav. If Nitmeis Minchasa, if her mincha became Tameh, Achela Kitcha Bekeli, before it went on to the next level of Kiddushas HaGuf, meaning before it was put into the Kli Shares, Harei Kechal HaMenachas is like all Menachas that become Tameh before they get Kiddushas HaGuf. They only have Kiddushas Damim, and as a result, V'sipada, you can redeem it. I take money, the Kiddusha goes off, it goes on to the money, the Mincha goes out L'chul, and with the money you buy another one. But V'im Misha Katsha Bekeli, if the Mincha became Tameh after it received Kiddushas HaGuf in the Kli Shares, Harei Kechal HaMenachas, it's also like all other Menachas that become Tameh after they receive Kiddushas HaGuf, which means after they're in the Kli Shares. And what do you do with it then? If you can't redeem it, and I can't be Markovit because it became Tameh, what do I do with it? And the answer is V'sisaref, it has to be burnt. It's burnt on a pile of ashes in the chatzar, where other kibbonis that became pasul are burnt. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah. This isn't the only time that the mincha v'saita gets burnt. The elu sheminchaseyin nisrafais. Here's another list of saitas whose mincha karbonis have to be burnt on that same pile of ashes in the chatzar. Haimeres temeya anilach. She says to her husband, look, I am tamei now that she was maida, that she's not innocent, and now she's usher to him. Or, v'shabola edim she tamei. Edim came and said, no, she's tamei. V'oimeres, or if she says, eina shaisa, I won't drink the water. Of course, she had to say that before they erased what was written on the Megillah, like we learned in the previous Mishnayos. But until that time, she can say that. She's not saying that she's guilty. She just says, look, I don't want to drink the water. Or, v'shabayla eneroi tzalash gaisa. Let's say her husband doesn't want her to drink the water. Her husband changed his mind. Now he says, no, I don't want her to drink. V'shabayla ba'alel bederech. The husband was not allowed to live with his wife on the way to the court in Yerushalayim. If he did, then the mincha is burnt. You see, we're only makriv of the mincha if she's going to drink the water. In each of these cases, the Mishnah just said, she does not drink the water. So automatically, her mincha is pasul. And being that it was already in the Kli Shares, and we can't redeem it, so it has to be burnt. There's another case where the mincha has to be burnt on the pile of ashes in the courtyard. V'chol ha'nesuyas l'kayhanim. All the saitas who are married to kayhanim, minchasei ha'nesrafas, their carbon minchas, have to be burnt. Even if they're not pasul, yes. Even if they're not pasul. Even as the Batanura explains, the Kayan was makriv of the kaimitz according to the halacha. He took the fistful, he was makriv on the Mizbeach. The rest has to be burnt on the same base hadeshin. It cannot be eaten. And that's because her husband, who's a Kayan, has a chelik in it. And the Torah says, V'chal minchas Kayan, kalul tia loy seyachel. A mincha that a Kayan has a chelik in has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So if the husband is not a Kayan, the kaimitz goes on the Mizbeach, the rest of the mincha is eaten by the kayhanim. If he is a kayan, then the rest of the mincha has to be burnt. Do we burn it on the Mizbeach? No, because there's the chelik of the wife in it. That's why, if she's married to a kayan, this mincha joins the list of the other types of minchas that are burnt on the Beis Hadeshin. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if her mincha becomes tamei before it goes into the Kli Shares, it's like other minachas that become tamei before they go into the Kli Shares, and you could redeem it. It goes out l'chulin. What do you do with the money? You purchase another mincha with it. If it became tamei after it went into the keli, now it's kedushas haguf. It's like other menachos that become tamei after they go into the keli, and it has to be burnt. Where is it burnt? It's burnt on the special beis hadeshen in the courtyard, and there are others that are burnt over there. Other minchas that can't be redeemed. For example, if she says tamei anilach, she's moida in bezdin, that she's not innocent, or Edom came and testified that she's tamei. If she says, I don't want to drink, even though I'm tahar, which she can do before the words are erased, or a woman whose husband changed his mind and said he doesn't want to give her the water, or a woman whose husband was ba'al out baderech on their way to the Beis HaMikdash. And another case would be where she's married to a kayan, her mincha is burnt, even again with the mincha is kasher, as she was makar of the kaimitz according to halacha. Normally the shiari ha-mincha, besides for the kaimitz, besides the fistful that goes up in Mizbeach, the rest of the mincha is eaten. In this case, it's burnt bebeis hadeshen.